second tape of the interview with Ambassador Mohammed El-Fada, and so we're just continuing from our earlier discussion.
You and the whole world heard a great deal about the acceptance of Israel.
Thanks to God.
That's it. Now you are cooking with gas. Huh?
I know.
We need another one. Yeah,
wonderful.
It's good working with candlelight. You'll never forget that.
That's right.
Now, you heard, and the world heard a great deal about Israel accepting the resolution. Why should you shout now? You killed it. What's that? Are you playing with it? It comes from outside.
Yeah, it's the outside.
Huh? Stop it there.
Okay, just to explain on the tape that the lights are going on and off here.
Oh, yeah,
it's still going. Because this runs on batteries.
Yeah. The whole world heard a great deal about Israel accepting 242 resolution.
Yes.
It appeared later to us, yes, the very beginning, but the whole world later realized that it was not an acceptance. This is what the statement delivered to the president said. In the declaration and statements made publicly and to Mr. Yaring, my government, this is the permanent representative, my government has indicated its acceptance of the Security Council resolution, what is it, resolution, for the promotion of agreement on the establishment of a just and durable peace. What does this mean? They made out 242 an agenda to be discussed, and out of discussion they agree or may not agree. Agreement for the promotion of agreement on the establishment of a just and durable peace. I am also authorized to reaffirm that we are willing to seek agreement with each Arab state. This was sponsored by the United States of America. They insisted on having separate dealing with every state separately.
Okay, now this is a quote from who? Who is speaking here?
Israeli ambassador.
Okay, so this was Gideon Raphael.
He, it's what Joseph Tekoa, May 1, 1968. Raphael did not last long in the
post. I see. So he was replaced by
Joseph Tekoa.
Tekoa.
Joseph Tekoa informed the president that we, and with big publicity, we accept 242 as for the promotion of agreement on the establishment of a just and durable peace. In other words, we have veto. We agree to agree, we have discussed. And once we accept, then it is an agreement.
Okay.
So they made out of this kind of working paper, not resolution.
Okay.
Then the resolution will be used for the promotion of an agreement.
Okay.
It amounts to rewriting 242. Yeah.
And in the meantime, they maintained the territory that they had occupied during that 67
exactly.
war.
Exactly.
Okay.
As long as we have to agree, we'll stay here until we agree.
Okay.
We'll keep the land until we agree.
Did Jordan ever consider the UN providing peacekeeping troops on the Jordanian-Israeli side?
This was raised certain stage.
At a certain stage?
At a certain stage.
Uh-huh.
The Fida'iyin were attacking the occupier.
The Fida'iyin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Israelis would come back with criminal kind of attacks. Mm-hmm. Children, young boys, old people.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go to the Security Council. One day, the U.S. said, why not put observers here?
Mm-hmm.
So you can watch.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I said no.
Okay.
I fought this, these and these and these. Said, you want to create a new line here? Line becomes nothing, 1949 line, but the 1967 line.
Okay, so Jordan objected because then it would formalize an established line.
Exactly.
Okay.
Fait accompli.
Make a fait accompli. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The United States made it clear, made its views clear on the question of withdrawal. Not only to Israel, but also to Egypt and Jordan. The United States maintained, in the beginning here, 68, maintained that the achievement of negotiated boundaries would encompass adjustments in the 1949 armistice line. What is it? In the adjustments. But it did not use envision substantial territorial change.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is the U.S.
Yeah.
Later, the U.S. stand continued changing. Unstable policy, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Depending who's the president, election year or no election year. To our misfortune, because of the partial groups within the United States, the U.S. administration reacts to this pressure. The United States could, as a big power, what they said in 1956.
Okay.
We will not permit occupation.
Get out
and leave it, the whole thing in the hands of observers, UN mm-hmm. people.
Okay.
We said this, we didn't mind when they said about the UN. Okay.
All right. If you had had peacekeeping troops on the previous demarcation line, then that would have been acceptable to
you. We offered this.
You offered that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We offered this.
Uh-huh. Okay, but not under the status that was at the end of the 67 war then.
So what I'm trying to see now, there was no difference, no conflict between the United States of America and Israel
mm-hmm.
in the early years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now the matter is completely changed.
Yeah.
You started zigzagging
yeah.
to accommodate the Jewish voter in the United States.
Okay. Did your relationship, did the Jordan's relationship with Israel change after 1967?
After 1967?
Was there a change in the relationship between Jordan and Israel?
Till Hadi to join us, and his friend also. They left. Can we eat?
Yeah.